Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Saving money on your next project? Now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to the Gillette Health Podcast, where we give you tools to develop a balanced approach for health. I'm Dr. Kyle Gillette.
I'm James O'Hara, nurse practitioner, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about how methylene blue works, how it doesn't work, and what percent of it is from the placebo effect because it turns your tongue blue.
Yeah, so methylene blue is a compound that I like quite a bit, a medication, I suppose, but also it is completely in vogue. You see it all over social media. Famous people are using it. RFK is using it. All these different people say, wow, it has all these benefits. It clears toxins. It upregulates your mitochondria. It makes you a super athlete. Wow, it would really help my cardio if I took this. Why isn't it on the WADA banned list?
Yeah, do you know what the first thing that pops up when I Google methylene blue for blank?
A big blue brain.
Lyme disease. Hmm. Does it have antibiotic activity?
So for acute Lyme disease, I doubt it would be used. It is used in the hospital for sepsis because of its activity on nitric oxide and over vasodilation. So it can decrease nitric oxide levels, which is a reactive oxygen species. So you should decrease nitric oxide levels, right?
To zero.
Yeah. You want to balance in all things. In all seriousness, that's a sarcasm button. Methylene blue has pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics like anything else. One of the big things that we see, we'll just cut right to the chase, is people say, oh, it's not a strong enough MAO inhibitor to make you feel good. It's not a strong enough MAO B inhibitor to make you feel good with dopamine, but it is definitely a strong enough MAO A inhibitor to make you feel good with serotonin and give you serotonin syndrome.
Yeah. So when you mentioned like one of the use cases, I think on a previous podcast, mm-hmm. when you're tapering someone off of their SSRI, right, they're under careful doctor supervision. We're not telling anyone to do this.
Correct.
But when you do that, you'll often use methylene blue as an adjunct. If it was all about mitochondrial function, then why wouldn't you just supplement them with ubiquinol if it's working through the mitochondria?
Yeah, presumably because ubiquinol has some other risk, like tumor growth. I suppose methylene blue would too. You don't always want your mitochondria to be overly active. You want less mutated mitochondria, not to get into too much detail. But as age progresses, and also depending on your maternal genetics, where we get our mitochondria from, your mitochondria can both be less or more active, and they can also make more mitochondria or less. But as time goes on, they do tend to mutate, and they do not work as well when they do. You can also actually get this many ways, but including a muscle biopsy would be one way to get this.
Yeah. And individuals, you know, I'll see all sorts of different claims on social media that it's a nootropic or it's repairing the mitochondria or, like you said, improving athletic performance. And there's not a lot of clinical data to back it up. So you have to look at, like, how does the drug behave in the body? What are some of the bad things that have happened, like interactions with serotonergic medications.
Yes.
And what is reasonably safe? And then what do you see clinically when you give it to people? And I would feel kind of silly if I was like, oh, we're going to optimize just mitochondria, so let's just put you on ubiquinol while you go off your antidepressant. Whereas mm-hmm. in reality, things that yield a little bit of serotonergic support mm-hmm. are probably a better option. I mean, there's a lot of over-the-counter herbals that do this. I'll commonly use saffron, for example, which I think is a little bit more balanced than just like a 5-HTP or tryptophan or something like that. Mm-hmm. But methylene blue is another option that people can use, and this can be prescription and dosed very precisely. And I think that it does have a bit of serotonergic activity, which mm-hmm. is kind of unpopular in certain influencer circles where serotonin equals bad and dopamine equals good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I would say in my clinical practice, the number one use that I have recommended for individual patients that I don't recommend for everyone is as they get off of their SSRI, they have significantly less symptoms and they don't even have to be coming off of an SSRI. Perhaps they were previously on trazodone for sleep or previously on mirtazapine, or maybe they are very overtrained and they could benefit from some of that feel good serotonergic feeling. There are things, I mean, you know, it's the hyper simplistic way to think about it. Dopamine good, DHT good, testosterone good, but serotonin can also be good. You know, there's obviously this big kickback against SSRIs, but I would actually argue that at clinical doses, even low doses, like 5 to 10 mg, the main benefit in the patients that I am seeing clinically actively is its serotonergic MAO-A inhibition. And the thing that people forget is its active metabolite, which I think is Azure-B, which is basically just an active metabolite. It's, you know, the body metabolizes methylene blue and makes this. And this is an even more powerful drug. So if you're just looking at the power of methylene blue in the body, you're forgetting about its active metabolite. That's even stronger.
Yeah, like I feel like this is unlocked to key memory. They're like, you're a kid and you have your crayons and you see like azure, right? That's a certain color of blue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, like never knew where that came from until we were looking at these studies. And it's like, oh, that's a metabolite of methylene blue. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, if you're looking at what do people tell me they feel, it's typically, you know, mood boosting. Maybe they think it has a little bit of a nootropic effect, like they have a little bit more of a cognitive edge. And I certainly think it's plausible that that's a little bit of serotonin buffering, right? If someone is very like type A and driven and like stressed out, right? Because they're trying to get a bunch of things done. Maybe they're overtrained, underslept, any of these things. A little bit of buffering there can kind of calm that fight or flight system and narrow their focus to where it actually does behave as a nootropic. So, you know, how someone thinks about this, if I tell them, oh, I'll give you something to support serotonin, they might say, no, I don't want any serotonin. But if we phrase it in, we're talking about, well, what does that actually mean? Like, this is the outcome that you're likely to get. They say, oh, that starts to make sense. So serotonin's not bad. Because I think a lot of people just, you know, in our practice, they're very education-seeking. They listen to a lot of podcasts. And sometimes we just have to broaden sort of what they are aware of and kind of expand on these principles. Because one thing isn't necessarily all good, another thing's not all bad. Just kind of get them a more balanced approach, just like we say.
Yeah. Another thing to consider is methylene blue is not all good. We'll post a case report below of just 7 mg of subcutaneous methylene blue. And this patient was on fluoxetine and got serotonin syndrome and myoclonus, which is locked up muscles really tight just from the methylene blue. So you do have to be careful with it. When it comes to various claims, I think it's important to say, you know, this study was done on humans, which is called clinical. This study was done on animals, preclinical. This was a Petri dish study in vitro. And a lot of the mitochondrial claims are not done in humans. So it's animals or Petri dish. Those things are pretty hard to track. So it could be that there is multiple mechanisms for methylene blue. And I know I've talked about the mechanism of methylene blue many times before with Dr. Huberman, with Dr. Scott, that has the transcriptions company that sells it. And also with many other people, Thomas DeLauer. I know Paul Saladino is speaking about it as well. And there's a lot of nuance with it, just like there is with any other medication to where you really should talk to a healthcare provider before aggressively jumping into methylene blue. That's actually one of the things I really like about Trescriptions is their higher doses have to actually be prescribed. The only doses that are over the counter are the relatively low doses.
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable step to kind of have some risk reduction and mitigate the harm. You know, sure, people can buy as much as they want of the lower dose stuff, but it's going to create a little bit of friction and it probably prevents people from putting themselves in a bad situation.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we trust our audience. Where we tend to draw the line is if you're injecting something that is not made to be injected, that's a, like, I reserve the right to say, you probably shouldn't do this. So if you're purchasing, you know, and people can be upset if they're upset, if you're purchasing non-sterile methylene blue and drawing it up in a syringe and injecting it in your body with a needle and it's not made for human consumption, on the bottle it says not for human consumption, I think it's reasonable for me to recommend, no matter how smart you are, not to do that. I get the temptation and allure of self-medicating, and clinicians and scientists have done this since the start of time. You know, as soon as we isolated testosterone from testicles, people were drawing up non-sterile solutions and injecting it themselves. So no judgment, but still going to make fun of that a little bit.
Yeah, give some thought to it, right? It makes me think of the idea, like, or perhaps the meme, right, where the person's like, you know, the risk I took was calculated, but boy, I sure am bad at math.
So yeah,
everything that's has a good a summary. Risk, and you can do your research and come to your calculation of what that may be. But in reality, it's still a spin of the roulette wheel.
Yeah. We'll post a couple of the images of both the comparison between methylene blue and Azure B, its active metabolite, how it is significantly stronger at MAO A than MAO B. Again, remember, MAO A is its monoamine oxidase inhibitor. So there's many monoamines. Serotonin is one. Dopamine is one. Noradrenaline, which is norepinephrine, is another one. But there are other things other than dopamine that help you feel good. And talk to your doctor before starting anything in a clinical or medication dose, including methylene blue. I suppose one thing we should define is, what is a high dose? Is that more than 15 mg? Is it more than 5 mg?
Yeah, it's hard to know because there's a broad range of sensitivity to things. So I would say, say starting dose, right? North of 10 megs would be a high starting dose to me. Mm-hmm. Now, once you're assessing your individual tolerance, working with your doctor, what's a high dose for you may not be a high dose for somebody else. Think about what other medications and supplements you're on. But what I think would be interesting is for people to let us know in the comments in a breakdown, like think of it like a pie chart. What percent of the positive effects are mitochondrial and what percent of them are from the MAO A inhibition?
Mm-hmm. If we post this on Instagram, we should do a poll. If you had to take one of the following to improve your cognition, you were feeling blah and a little down, would you take Zoloft? You had to take one. Would you take Zoloft or methylene blue?
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. I think I know the outcome of this, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, but tells us some about our audience at least, which we love. We will now start saying we love our audience. But in all seriousness, with any nice or mean comments, please leave them below because they do help the algorithm regardless. And I think that sums it up for today.
Yeah. As always, thank you for your time, for listening or watching, and may God bless you with health and happiness.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Saving money on your next project? Now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.